Okay, Rav Moshe, I hope everybody's feeling good. Today's daf is Megillah, daf Tesvav. And we're here at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Where are we up to? Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, about seven lines up here, right, second to last skinny line. Amar Rav Nachman said that Chulda, again, we've been discussing the seven Neviot, and Chulda, B'nei Banav Shal Yehoshua, he says, right? Nachman says that Chulda was descended from Yehoshua. Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Haka ben Charchas, Ksiv Azam, Timnas Charas. So he said, both by Yehoshua and by Chulda, you have this Lashon, so it seems that they were related. Or descended from each other. So, Eisvei Sir Ravina Saba, the Rav Nachman, Ravina Saba, asked Rav Nachman, Shmona Neviim, Vehin Kohanim, Yotsu Mirachav Azorin. No, there were eight Neviim and Kohanim from Rachav. Velu Hei Nerya Baruch, Sharia Mechasia, Yirmiyo, Chalkia, Chanamel, and Shalom. And here's the point, Rav Yehuda Omer, Av Chulda, Hanaviim, Ibn Ibnah, Shal Rachav Azorin. Right? So it says that Chulda was from Rachav, wasn't from Yehoshua, Ksivacha ben Tikva, Ksivasa, as Tikvas Chut Hashani. Again, you see ben Tikva, again, and you see the Chut Hashani was what Rachav stuck out the window. But again, you see the similar Lashon, so you darshan out that actually she was from Rachav. So Gemara says, Amarlai, Inasaba, Rimila, Pasiach, Uchma. Sometimes either Rav Nachman said back to him, Inasaba, or Pasiach Uchma, which literally means a black bottle. It wasn't an insult. Apparently, it was in terms of endearment. But okay, either way, black kli. Fine. Either way, mini minach. Right, tistayim shmeitzah. We can combine our two opinions. Right, the gaira v'nasba Yehoshua, that Rachav actually converted and married Yehoshua, and therefore, right, Chulda was descended from both of them. The Gemara says in one second, but mi havi lezar Yehoshua. But one second, did Yehoshua really have any kids? Right, the pasuk says in Devarei Yomim, Nun Beno Yehoshua Beno. Right, that's the end of the lineage. If you look at Rashi, about Shevet Ephraim, right, that's listed in Devarei Yomim. I believe. I think that's in Devarei Yomim. Anyway, so the Gemara says no. Lo havule bnei bunny lo havule. You're right. The Gemara says that ain't a chanami, that Yehoshua didn't have any sons. But Binton Havulei, he did actually have daughters. Okay, so now obviously that's how they could be descended. So Gemara says, okay. Now we talked about, but we just said that there were eight prophets that came from Rachav, and those were all related. That there were father and that was a team, father and son team. So Gemara says, Bishlam Inhu de Mefarshi. According to the one who are written in Psukim, right, the Bimafarshis, those are obvious. Ela Avitayu, but how do you know their fathers necessarily? Minolan, that they were necessarily prophets. If you look at Rashi, it goes through exactly where each one of them are listed. But either way, how do you know that the fathers were prophets? The Gemara says, Kedu Uluk. Damar Uluk, Komakom Sheshmo, Vishem Abba, Benevius. Anytime you mention the Navi and his father, right, referencing to as a Navi, to be a Jewish, Navi ben Navi. Right? If you know that he's a Navi, the son of a Navi. But Shmo v'lo shem aviv, but if it just says the name of the Navi, right, without saying his father, so then, b'yadushu Navi v'lo ben Navi, ben Navi, then you know that his father was not a Navi. Shmo v'shem iro, mefurosh, if it says where the Navi was from, so then b'yadushu me'oso ir, right, so it must be that he was definitely born in that city. Shmo v'lo shem iro, b'yadushu mishalayim, if it doesn't mention, so then it must be that the Navi was from Yishalayim. But masniz atane, we learned in a Mishnah, we learned, really should be a Braisa. Call Shemaisu with Maisa Vosov Stumim. If you have a scenario where you have somebody and his actions and his forefathers' actions are not really told to us, right? But Uprat Lecha Akasu Be'echad Lehman Neshlach, but you do have an example of one story or one reference to them, and that is a praiseworthy story. So then Gigon, for example, Tvar Hashem Asharaya El Tzfanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. Right, again, just says about, and it listed, it's Cushy, it's Fanya, and it says all of the fathers and grandfathers, etc. So, Biyadushu Tzadik Ben Tzadik, you know that they were Tzadik, the Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Okay. V'choshe prat l'cha akasu be'echad mehen l'gnai, and if the opposite is true, you go, for example, V'hi b'chodesh ha'shvi bo Yishmo ben Netanya ben Elishama, and that's the story about that's the Yishma who killed Gedaliah, and we have some Gedaliah. So, if he lists his father and forefathers, Rush ben Russia, you can tell that his grandfather and his father were also a Russia. Amar Nachman, Rav Nachman says that Malachi is Mordechai, that Malachi is Mordechai. Why do they call him Malachi? Shaya Mishnah Malach, he was right? Obviously, the second in command or servant, right? Very high up to the king. Gemara says, "Meisvei, one second. How could Mordechai be Malachi? Baruch ben Neriah, Bishariah ben Masiah, Daniel, Mordechai Bilshan, Chagi Zchari Malachi, Kula Nisnabu Bishnas Shtaim Dariavesh. All of them had nevuas in the second year of Dariavesh. It lists Mordechai and Malachi, whereas apparently they were not the same person." So Gemara says, "Yeah, that's pretty good. So Tiyufta, it must be that Malachi was not Mordechai." Tanya will underprise it. I'm Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Malachi is Ezra. Actually, Malachi was Ezra. V'chachamim omrim, Malachi Shmo. Actually, his name was Malachi. I'm Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, Mistavra, come on to Omer, Malachi is Ezra. And it makes a lot of sense to say that Malachi was Ezra. Dechtiv ben Nevias Malachi, because it says about the prophecies of Malachi, Bagda Yehoshua, let's just get the pasuk, one second. Yeah, Bagda Yehoshua v'tova'eva nas sabi Yisrael Yishalayim ki chilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, Asher Ahev, Ubal Bas Kel Nechar. Ubal Bas Kel El Nechar. It's not Kodesh, it's talking about a non-Jew. Meaning it's saying that it's been disgusting in Yehuda and Yisrael that the Jews are all marrying, right, these non-Jewish women. Uman Afrish Nashim Nachrios, and who's the one who made this big takana, this big decree that said that the Jews should abandon their non-Jewish wives? So that was Ezra, that was Dichtiv, as opposed to it says, Vayan Shechanya ben Yechil mibnei Elam, Vayomer Ezra, Anachnu Malnu Belokenu, Vinoshav Nachrios, right? So that's a pasuk in Ezra. And that was the whole thing that Ezra made the people who came back from Babel divorce their non-Jewish wives. And that, okay, must make sense that that was the same person. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan Lelder Raisa. Arba Nashim Yefefios Hayu Ba'olam. The four most beautiful women in the history of the world is Sarah, and then it changes it here. It's the order, I guess, an order of beauty. Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, and Esther. Now, the Gemara just to finish the thought. Uman Damar Esther Yerkrokis Haisa, right? We saw an opinion a couple blog ago that Esther was actually green and really it was a nace that everybody liked her and that she was beautiful. Anyway, so according to that, it's the Mafik Esther of Mal Vashti. Take out Esther and put in Vashti. Says Tosos, one second. There's a Gemara above Basra that says that Chava, comparing the beauty of Chava and Sarah, was like comparing a monkey to a person. And that Chava was this most unbelievable, obviously most beautiful. Now you're telling me that Sarah was one of the four most beautiful women who ever lived, and she was like a monkey compared to Chava. So why in the world didn't the Gemara mention that? So Tosfos is a pretty good answer. He says, yeah, maybe it's just talking about people who were born. But Chava was created by Gosh Baruch Hu, so obviously she was exceedingly beautiful. Okay, Tara Banam Adon Rebaisa. Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Yal b'kola, Avigal b'zichirta, and Michal b'shol b'riyosa. Again, when a person would zinsa, when it says zinsa over here, if Rashi explains that a person would have some sort of desire for taivas znus, right? In his gair achar taivas znus, a person's desires would be aroused. If you mentioned Rachav's name, if you heard Yael's voice, if you b'zichirta with Avigal, I guess if you remembered her. If you just, I guess, mentioned or thought about her, and Michal Bas Shaul Beriyosa, and if you saw Michal Bas Shaul, obviously she was married to David. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Omer Rachav Rachav Piyad Nikri. Anybody who says the word Rachav Rachav, right, immediately he would have a Balkari, he would have a seminal mission. Amar Leir of Nachman, Rav Nachman said to him, well, challenge accepted. Ana Mina Rachav Rachav Alo Ichkmasli. I said it and nothing happened. So Amar Leir, he said, yeah, Ki Kamina Bi Yoda Uva Makira. No, I'm not. What I mean was, anybody who is Yoda Umakira, Tosus in Tinus, if I'm not mistaken, says that what that means is that anybody who had actually been with her and then saw her afterwards, then that immediately he would have that type of a mission. But Mordechai, back to the Megillah now. Mordechai dies, called Asher Nasa. Mordechai knew about the decree against the Jews. The Gemara says, "My Amar, what did he say? So Rav Amar Gava Haman Mei Achashverosh, that Haman has been raised up above Achashverosh. Right? Ushmul Amar Gava Malka Eloi Mei Malka Tatai. Right? That." What's it called? That the king above, right, is greater than the Malka Tatai, the king below. And what he meant was, obviously, that the opposite was happening, right? That the kingdom down low, right, that the people on earth had kind of overcome, right, what Akash Baruch Hu really would want, right? If you look at Rashi Kinoyu, right, it means the opposite is true, that Haman had kind of, quote unquote, Chas V'Shalom, had defeated, right, almost, or taken the place of Akash Baruch Hu. Esther was very upset. What does that mean? Amar Rav says, that she became a Nida, that she really had to go to the bathroom. But either way, she was physically disturbed by the news because Esther, again, Esther didn't know until that this is the decree until Mordechai told her. Fatikra Esther la'asach, Esther sent someone named Hasach to converse with Mordechai to carry messages back and forth to them. So Marav Hasach said Daniel. It's referring to Daniel. But that's who it was. V'lama nikra shmo Hasach. Why was he called Hasach? Shechatchuhu migdulaso, because he was cut down from his greatness, right? In the times of Belshazzar, right? He was, and Dariush and Koresh, right? He was a much higher advisor in the times of Achashverosh, right? He was taken down from his post. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Shekol Devar Malchus Nechatchen Al Piv, that no, it's actually a praise that he was, you know, a big advisor and everything having to do with the kingship was decided, was cut, was sent out, right, based on his mouth, based on his advice. L'das ma'zev el-ma'zev, Esther wanted to know about al-ma'zev el-ma'zev. What is that? What did she want to know? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shalchalo, she sent to Mordechai, Shema Avru Yisrael al-Chamisha Chumashi Torah. Maybe the Jews are violating the Torah. This is why this is happening. Dichtiv b'ahem, because the Pasuk says, in the Torah, that mizeh u'mizeh, him ksuvim, that's talking about the luchos, that they're written on both sides. Maybe the Jews are violating me. She wanted to know, she wanted to take the temperature, the spiritual temperature of Am Yisrael. She's like, what's going on over here? Right? Maybe the Jews are, we are lacking in our observance. They told Mordechai what Esther had said after she refused to go to Achashverosh. But Daniel himself, Hasach, didn't go back to Mordechai. Because this is what you see from here. You see that she ain't mashivin ala kalkala, that you don't really, it's not a great idea, it's not great to give bad news, right? The fact that Esther didn't want to go to Achashverosh. So other people had to do it. Lech knows his call, Yehudim. Esther said, go gather all the Jews. Ad shalom, asherlo kadas, right? It's a quote, and she says, I'm going to fast for 3 days, and I'm going to go to Achashverosh, asherlo kadas, against his will, and then chasher avati avati, just like I've been lost, I will be lost. What's going on over there? So I'm going to be Abba, asherlo kadas, haisa. She didn't go to Achashverosh willingly, right? Up until now, right, she had gone to him, right, only she had been taken forcibly to be the queen, and she had to sleep with him against her will. But now, when you go to Achashverosh, right, for now, obviously, if she needed a favor, how did these things work back in the day? And she needed to speak to him, so she went willingly. So that it was Baratzon, and therefore, just like I'm lost from my father's house, meaning I have to pretend to be a guy in the king's house. Right, so kach oved mimcha. So too, I'm now lost to you, Mordechai, because if you remember, the Gemara had said that they were married, and she would sleep with Achashverosh and then sleep with Mordechai. Right, she'd go to the mikvah in between, etc. Right, obviously we mentioned the whole din. How does that work? But either way, but now when she goes baratzon, right, as Rashi already points out, that a woman who is raped is not usher to her husband. But if she cheats on him willingly, again, cheats on him, right, to use the phrase loosely, if she has, you know, sleeps with someone else willingly, so then she's ushered to him, and that's what she was saying, that, okay, you know, that's what was at stake personally for Esther and Mordechai, and obviously it makes the whole story, you know, a bit more, you know, and you view that in a different light, that they were able to, you know, put themselves and overcome their own, obviously, personal emotions to save the Jews. Vayavon Mordechai, Mordechai passed and told the Jews what to do, what Esther had commanded. What does it mean by Yavor? What did he pass over? So Amarav Shehivir Hevri Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Matinis, that he fasted all day on the first day of Pesach, including, obviously, I would imagine, Seder night. Right, that's when all this is going on during Pesach. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel said to Avar Arkuma Demaya, right, he passed over some sort of pool or river of water to make sure to get to everywhere. Okay. So Joshua, we had already. So on the third day after she fasted, Esther wore Malchus. So Kumar says, Bigdi Malchus, mi boyle. Should have said that she wore royal clothing. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Malami, she loves her Ruach HaKodesh. Really means she was wearing, right? She adorned herself with Ruach HaKodesh. Because Ksivacha Vatilbash says over here that she wore Ksivasam, Ruach Lovsha as Amasai. Right? Okay. The same Joshua we had before. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, La Olam, Al Tihibir, Chazed Yur Kalibe Nacha. Right? The blessing of a simple person should never be just, you know, light or unimportant in your eyes. Shari Shnei Gdolei Ador Baruchum Shnei Hedyotos. Because two gedolim were blessed by two simple people, and the bracha was fulfilled. Veluhein, and these are them, David and Daniel. Right, they were blessed by two simple people, and it was saved. David, the brachei Arona. David was blessed by Arona, Aravana. Sorry, I'm sorry, or Aravna. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Aravna. Nachon, Aravna is how you pronounce it, right? As Vayomer Aravna El Amelech, etc., etc. Right. Basically, that was meaning that. Well, just to read the whole pasuk over here. Right, Aravna was a goy. Right, by Yomar Aravna El Hamelach Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha. And it says later, right, by Yisrael Hashem La'aretz V'Tetzara Magifam Al Yisrael. Right, that that meaning that Aravna was a king of something or other. I don't remember. Don't remember. Okay, either way. Ravna from maybe Edom or Ammon, I forget, but he blessed David, and it became true that the plague stopped, etc. And Daniel Barachia Daryavish, and Daniel was blessed by Daryavish, Akhtiv Alach, Di Ant Plachle, Betadira, who Isha Zivna, that Kosh Baruch Hu, your God, who you serve, who should save you, and obviously Daniel was saved from the lions then. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, I'll take Kilala Zedio Kalibenach, and sure enough, the opposite is true, that a curse from a regular person should not be. Again, we say hedyot means, you know, in terms of religiously, right? So a simple person's curse should also not be, you know, light in your eyes. Share Avimelech kilul Sarah, because Avimelech cursed Sarah, theoretically. She said about Avram that hinehu lach ksus einayim, right? He's a cover for your eyes, really, sort of, meaning, not exactly, meaning, because that was the reason. Meaning that when he said that, you know, he had covered my eyes, really, Achashverosh said that Avram had told Sarah to say that she's his sister. Excuse me. And, you know, he didn't really mean that she should become blind. But sure enough, with Miskayim Vizara, it became true in her children. Obviously, Yitzchak. Ravi Yiki Zaken Yitzchak, Vatechen Enav Deros. Pazik also says by Yaakov, right? But okay, either way, it happened through Yitzchak. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, he says that Bo Rei Shalom Kmidas Kosh Baruch Hu Midas Baser V'Adam. Check it out, how much Kosh Baruch Hu is not like flesh and blood. Midas Baser V'Adam Adam Shovis Kedera V'Achakach Nosim L'Soch Amayim. Regular people make a kli, make a pot or something or other, and then they put water in it. Right, and V'Achakosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? He knows it. First, he puts the water. V'Achakach Shovis Kedera. And that's meaning that when Hashem created the world, right? He created the waters, and then he created the pot, quote unquote, right? The clouds or whatever. The Kayim Hashem to fulfill what it says. Lakol Toto Mayim Hamon Mayim B'Shamayim. Okay, sorry, it should be Tito. Okay, fine. Either way, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina. Fast, my Rabbi likes to make this joke. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina says, "Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevi Gula La'Olam." Right? Anybody who says something in someone else's name brings, right, Gula, brings salvation to the world. He said, Rabbi Rav Sacks always used to say, people are very familiar with this Gemara, that, you know, they like to quote it a lot. Anybody who says something in someone else's name brings salvation to the world, except nobody knows who said it. So he always liked to joke about that. It's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina. If you need a way to remember, it's at the end of Enki Lokeinu. It's also the Mandamar over there. But at the very end of Enki Lokeinu, we say Kavu Psukim, Kavu Mishnayis. So, it's also Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina. Okay, either way. So he says that any say something in someone's name, right? He brings salvation to the world. Shnemar V'tomar Esther L'Melech B'Shem Mordechai. Right, again, Esther told Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, and that's how, right, the whole Purim story. That's how the Jews were saved. V'am Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina again. Tzadik Avad L'Doro Avad. When a tzadik is lost, so his zchusim is lost to the generation. Mashal Adam Shavdu Lo Margolis. The parable is someone loses a gem. Kol Makom Shiv Margolis Shmalo Avda. Anywhere where this gem is, right? It's still a gem, right? It's still valuable in its own right. Kol Makom Shiv Margolis Shma. Anywhere it is, it's still called a Margolis. It's still called a gem. But Lo Avda El Levayla. It's only lost to its owner. So, and so too, it's tzaddik, right? It's his value is not diminished, but he's lost to his generation. All this, none of this is worth it to me. Haman says, right, when he sees Mordechai not getting up for him, right, all the godless and all the greatness and all the decree that Achashverosh has given him, all the power, it's not worth it as long as he sees Mordechai. Big Muslim in its own right. But okay, either way, Samar Bilazar Rabbi Chanina, B'Shashara, Haman is Mordechai, Yoshev, Shara Melech. Right, when he saw Mordechai sitting there, Amar, he said, Kol Zeh, Einenu Shoveli, none of this is worth it to me. Right, Kedir Rav Chista, the Ramar Rav Chista, right, just like Rav Chista said, Zeba B'Prozboli, that this one, meaning was wealthy, Rashi says, but Boli Lashon Osher, Mordechai was wealthy, V'Zeh, and Haman, Baba Prozbuti, was not wealthy, right, he was poor. As we're going to see in a second, Haman sold himself as an eved to Mordechai, right? Because he had no, He had no money. And they called him the Eved that was sold for bread. Right? That's what Mordechai bought Haman for bread. Meaning Haman needed food. So and again, and then when Haman rose to power, he was reminded of his previous state and the embarrassment when he sold himself to Mordechai as an Eved. So that's what causes his disillusionment and his unhappiness. Says the pasuk again, all of his money was written on his heart. Meaning, I guess he had a list of all of his worth and value. Amar kol zeh ene shoveli. Right, zeh usually refers to something you can point to. Right, that for example, that Kosh Baruch Hu, Hachodesh Hazelachem. Right, the Rashi says that Moshe Hashem showed Moshe the picture of the new moon. Hachodesh Hazeh. So the other examples of where we say Zeh, is we're pointing to something. Right, we say Matzazu Morozu. We point to one of the Seder. Okay. So Gemara Darshan is here. And he says, calls that all of this. It must be that Haman was pointing to some sort of list and some sort of register of all of his wealth. Okay, fine. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, saying a bunch of different drashas. Azar Kosh Baruch Hu Leos Atar Barosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Kosh Baruch Hu is going to be the crown at the head of every tzadik. Shnei Mezbazik says, V'yomahu Yeh Hashem Tzvakos L'Ter Tzvi. For a crown of beauty. What does that mean? For those who do tivyono for his commands, for those who look to tifarto for his beauty, for his glory. Maybe that's referred to everybody. For the rest of the people, that we're referring to the people who make themselves like shirayim, like leftovers, meaning the people who humble themselves and remain righteous in the world. Uluruch Mishpah, the pasuk says, "Vezed Dan Es Yisro." That's someone who is able to judge literally, but really it means overcome his Yitzhar Hara. Uli Yoshev Ala Mishpat, "Zed Dan Din Emes Lamito." That's for someone who's paskening, who's meaning doing a good judgment. Again, just we're darshening out of one pole pasuk here. The pasuk says, "By Yom Hu." And then it says, and it keeps on going. We're going to darshan out this whole long series of psukim. I think it's one pasuk or two psukim. I'm not sure. Okay. So Liyoshev al Mishpat, someone who judges true judgment, that's Kosh Baruch, who's going to also be take care of them and get this reward of being a crown on their head. Viligvura Zemes Gabriel Yitzhar, someone who overcomes their, or is strong and overcomes their Yitzhara. Mishivim Elchamaz, what's that? Shenosim Venosim Mechapta Shal Torah, people who have a battle in learning in Torah. Shara, what's that? That's the gate. So Eilu Tamil Chachamim Shemashkimim Marivim Bata Knesis Bata Midrashas. These are the Tamil Chachamim who get up early and stay late, right, in Shul and in the Beis Medrash. Amra Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Manishtana Elu Me'elu. What is the difference between these people, right, and other people, right, and other nations? So Amra Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Yisrael Asku B'Torah, Umas Olam Lo Asku B'Torah. The Jews learn Torah. Right? It's plain and simple. Right? Nobody else learns Torah. That's the difference. Amra Lefnei, so he said to them, well, Gam Elu Be'yayin Shagu V'Shecher, Tau Paku Plilei. Right, but they also kind of like, they have to be judged, right, by Gehenna. I mean, if the there are some people, right, who are not so frum, right, in the Jewish world, right, who are literally means they get drunk and they stagger through, right, and they get a paku, but plilia is judgments, and they're not going to do so well in the judgments, and that's what the Gemara says, ain paku ela Gehenna. It means they're referring to, end up in Gehenna. Shneimer's pasuk says, there should not be a stumbling block for you. That we quoted by Avigail and David. That's what referred to judgment. Okay, fine. Now, back to the Megillah. Esther stood inside the king's house. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kevin, Shegiel, Abbas, Salamim, Nistalka, Menushchina. Right, once she got to the house of Avodah Zarah, of Achashverosh, so again, she says she wore Ruach HaKodesh, so, but it left. And that's Amra, and that she said, right? Again, it's a famous pasuk. This is not in the Megillah, it's in Tehillim. But a famous pasuk, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, my God, my right, why have you left me? Shema Atadan al Shogin Kemezid. Again, she was going to be with Akash Meirosh. So she said, you're treating me like Shogin, like Mezid, Val Onis Barotzon, right? Like maybe I Barotzon, I mean, even though I'm going on my own, right? It's really bonus, right? Don't tell me I don't really want to do this, but what am I supposed to do? Oh, Shema al Shekrasiv Kelev. Maybe because I spoke bad about Akash Meirosh and called him a Kelev. As Buzik says, so there, Chazra v'karu Aryeh. So therefore, she went back and said, "No, actually, he's a lion. She spoke better of the king." Shnemar Hoshpi mipi Aryeh, right? Hoshieni. What did I say? Hoshieni mipi Aryeh, right? Save me from the mouth of the lion. Maybe she said disrespect. Right? Again, we see already in this week's parsha that Moshe was careful to give kavod to Paro, right? When a person, you have to give kavod to a non-Jewish king. So maybe Esther thought that she was getting punished, that she didn't give kavod to Achashverosh properly. When Achashverosh saw Esther, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that she had three angels, right, at that time that was for her. And they did three different things, right? Like we learned by Avram, right? Each angel does a different thing, right? Echad shehigbiyat tzavara, one picked up her neck, meaning made her stand straight. Again, she'd been fasting, so the echad shemasha chut shel chesed aleha, one that gave her some sort of chut shel chesed, meaning some sort of she looked, helped her appearance and her, what people saw when they saw her. The echad shemata chazasharvit, the one that stretched out the scepter, meaning that. Achashverosh, apparently, not only did he obviously chose to extend the scepter, but the other angel kind of extended it even further. V'kama, how far was that? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, shtei amos haya, the scepter was two amos. V'amidu al shtei mesrei, an angel made it 12. V'amidu al shesh mesrei, some people say it was 16. V'amidu al esrim v'arba, some people say 24. V'masniza tan al shesh, and some brisa says that it was actually 60 amos. Okay, fine. So too, last week's parsha, we see with the arms of Basparo, right, that the arms stretched out. Also, you see by the teeth of the wicked. That's a reference to Og. That Og, when he was trying to kill the Jews, he held the mountain over his hands. And Kosh Baruch Hu says a medrash that, or is it Gemara? Is it Gemara? I forget already. Medrash of the Gemara, I forget where. It says that Kosh Baruch Hu sent some ants to eat out the mountain, and it fell over his head, and his teeth stretched out, right, and his head got stuck in the mountain, and Moshe hit him right with an axe, and he fell backwards. Okay, either way. But that's what it's a reference to. That the teeth of the Rishayim, Dechtiv, Shini Rishayim Shibarta, that you broke the teeth of the wicked ones. V'amar Shlagish, Rakish Shibarta, Ella Sheri Vavta, that you stretched out. Okay. Rabbi Bar Ofrin, Amar Mishumar Belezer, Shishami Rabba Mirabba Virabo, right? He heard from his teacher, heard from his teacher, right? Messiah. And actually it was 200 Amos. Okay, fascinating. Fayamullah Hamelech, Malach Esther Malka, right? Umavakashaseh, right? Chazil Malchus Vesayas, right? What do you want? Right? What can I give you? I'll give you even half the kingdom. So what was that? So Chazil Malchus will look all Malchus. He said, I'll give you half, but not all of it. And also, v'lo davar shechotzi tzalachus, and that's something that splits the kingship. What was that? So, mainu binyan beis hamikdash. So, what he was saying, right, that I will give you anything you want except for the beis hamikdash. Okay, fascinating. You see the again, we talked about Achashverosh dressing in the big day, kahuna, and rejoicing when the Jews are not going to be returned to their Yisrael. We see an odd fixation, right, Achashverosh had with the beis hamikdash. Okay, fine. Yavo Melech v'Haman el Meshteh. Esther invited them to a party. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma Rasa Esther Shezimna es Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to this party? So the Gemara gives a couple options. Rabbi Elazar Omer Pachim Tamnalo, that she set a trap for him. Right, that Shneimar Pasuk says Yishol Chanam Lefneim Lepach. Right, let your table be a trap, meaning that when you come and you relax your guard, when a person feels like everything's fine. So then, that's the time when you can get sucked in, right? You lower your guard, as they say, and then she accuses him, and right, okay, etc. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Beis Avi Alamda, that she said that Esther actually learned this from her father. Right, that obviously her father passed away, but meaning from her childhood. She never supposed to say, Imra Ev Sonacha Hachilo Lechem. Right, that's in Mishlei, that if your enemy is hungry, to give him bread, meaning give him bread in order to defeat him. Rabbi Meir Omer Kadesh Shalu Yitol Itzav Yimrod. She wanted to invite Haman, so he shouldn't rebel against the king, meaning that Haman was doing well. Right? She was Esther was nervous that as bad as things are with Achashverosh, right? If Haman stages a coup, right, and overtakes him, right? We learned earlier in the Gemara that if Rishayim are having their day, don't fight with them, right? So Esther was nervous that things were almost going too good for Haman, and if Haman would overtake Achashverosh, things would be even worse. So she wanted to make sure that Haman was happy, so she invited him to be at the party. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Kadesh Shalo Yakiru Bashi Yehudis, Haman shouldn't realize that she was a Jew. But again, he might meaning he wanted to think that they were on good terms. Rabbi Nechemiah Omar Kadesh Shalo Yomer Yisrael, so that the Jews shouldn't be put their trust in Esther, and say. That we have a sister in the palace, they see chudaita min arachmim, and they'll stop davening. Maybe they won't daven to Gosh Baruch Hu. Talk about that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kadesh Hei Matsui Labachol Eis. Right, keep your friends closer and your enemies closer. And he should always be there for her, right, at the time when she's going to try and overcome him, right, she wants to keep him close. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ulai Yargish HaMakom, maybe Akash Baruch Hu will see. Right? The fact that she has to actually eat and dine with the enemy, right? That maybe Akash Baruch Hu will be like, oh, things are really bad. Nah, obviously Akash Baruch Hu knows. But again, if she wants to, you know, really be the fact that she's, Akash Baruch Hu will realize that if she has to do this, that she's deserving of mercy. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. Right? Rashi over here gives that explanation. I'm not sure I understand exactly what that means. Okay. Just to read it. Right, if you look at Rashi, second line on the other side, right, on the second side of Rashi, right, She'af ani mekarev sonem she'Yisrael, that even I am bringing the enemies closer to me. I'm not sure what Rashi means by there. Inami, or another answer, Yargi shani tzricha lahachlif Russia zeh v'lezuzel b'kodi, that Akash Baruch Hu will realize that I have to praise this Russia, and it's a zilzel to my kavod, so maybe Akash Baruch Hu's kavod also will be affected, and then he'll save us. Okay, I'm not sure I understand that one 100%. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Kar Chomer, back in the Gemara, Asber l'panem k'deshi harig huvehi. Actually, this is fascinating to me, that Esther wanted to get herself, right, to go down with the ship, right, to make Achashverosh suspect that she and Haman were doing, I don't know what they were doing, or being involved, and they would kill both of us, right, and then, okay, well, once Haman's gone, right, Esther wanted to, take one for the team, right, once Haman's gone, then obviously his decree has begun as well. That really, and this is Esther knowing Achashverosh, that Achashverosh was kind of wishy-washy, and she was able to get Achashverosh to kill Haman, right? If Haman was there, maybe things could happen, right? As sure enough, when she accused him at the party, Achashverosh got all mad, right? And she wanted to keep Haman around so that maybe he would do something to make Achashverosh upset, and he would change his mind and have him killed. Amar Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin Ad L'Madoy. We still need the reason of Rabbi Elazar of Madoy. The Tanya is one of the writers of Rabbi Elazar of Madoy. Omer Kinaso B'Melech Kinaso B'Sarim. That she was jealous of him, and she made other officers jealous of him, right? And that was part of the plan, that she wanted, right? You can't just accuse the favorite officer or servant of the king of wanting to commit genocide and kill her, right? She had to get Achashverosh upset at him first, and obviously that was the kind of the greasing of the what's the phrase? I don't know. Whatever, greasing of the gears, I guess, whatever it is. She had to get the ball rolling and get Achashverosh upset at Haman. So if they made him jealous, and maybe Achashverosh a little bit suspicious, then why is she inviting Haman all the time? He's always around. So that started the wheels going. Rabba says, the finish Shever Gaon, right? There's Gaon, there's pride. Really, Gaon obviously means to be a goon is someone obviously who's a genius, but also it can mean pride. So that's before someone is shever, someone is destroyed. Abaye and Rava, Damar Tavayu, Abaye and Rava both say, Bechumam Ashiz Ves Mishtehem. Right, when they're when bechumim ashes v'ashteim, right, when they're again just to quote the whole pasuk over here, v'yishkartem laman yalzu, right, yalozu v'yeshnu v'shnas olam v'lekizu nu mashem. Okay, meaning that when people are hot and they're eating, right, and they can get them drunk, right, meaning once there's a feast over there, there's a way to get to bring about someone's downfall when they're, you know, comfortable and they're eating and they're enjoying. Ashkechi Rabbi Bar Avuah le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Avuah met Eliyahu Navi. I love when the Gemara just throws that out there, like without, you know, explaining. He met Eliyahu Navi, and Amar Le said to him, "Kaman Chazia Esther v'Avda Hachi." Who's right? So Amar Le Kekuli Tanai v'Kuli Meroi. Really, all of this was driving Esther to invite Haman to the party. Haman explained to his family about how wealthy he was, all of his sons, etc. How many kids did he have? Amarav, Laman, he had 30. Asara Mesu, 10 were died early. Asara Nithlu, 10 were hanged. Asara Machzir and Al-Psachim, 10 ended up having to be beggars. For Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, Oshim, Shemachzir and Al-Psachim, Shivimaya. Really, there was, he had 70 kids who were ended up as paupers trying to scrap, you know, beg for food. The Chetiv, as Buzik says, Sevein Balechim Nizkaru, that people who are full, have to go rent out themselves to work for bread. That's a pasuk in Shmuel. It's not a pasuk in the Megillah. But al tikri seveim ela shivim. Right? Don't read seveim. Rather, it should be 70. Okay. Remember, bar Abba Amar kulat masayim v'shmona havu. Really, how many 208 sons? Shnei Amar. The pasuk says Verov banav. Right? Obviously, the gematria of Verov is 208. It says the Gemara of Verov, Gematria, Masav, Arbezo, Havu. A little bit awkward is that Verov is 214, not 208. Tamar Avdachman, Verov, because right now it's written Chaser without that second Vav, and that is in fact 208. But Laila, who knows Dash Nasa Melech, on that night the king's sleep was messed up. Amar Rabbi Tanachon, Nadrash Nas Malko Shalom, it means the sleep of a Kosh Baruch, Kivyachu, right? Obviously, Hashem does not sleep. But it means that Akash Baruch kind of like started the ball rolling, right, to go take out his enemies. For Rabbanan Amri, Nadru Elyonim, Nadru Tachtonim. That the angels, not only was Achashverosh woken, but the angels as well. Right, the Rashi says that the angels were bothering Achashverosh and saying things like, you know, you didn't reward Mordechai, that's why he was so bothered by that. Okay, fine. Rav Amar Rama says, Shnas HaMelech HaKashverosh Mamesh. No, it's just straight up talking about the sleep of Achashverosh, that he couldn't sleep. Because Nefilei Milsa B'dayte, because he thought of the following. Amar, he said, and again, you can see Esther's plan working here, Ma'ayde Kamen Dezimnei Esther L'Haman. Why is Esther inviting Haman to these parties? Dilma Eitzah Kashakli Yilave, right, David L'Gavid L'Mikdalei. Maybe, right, they're conspiring to kill me. So Hada Amar, and then he said, Ihachi, if that was true, Lo Hava Gavid D'Racham Alei. But there's nobody who likes me, who would have mercy on me, to have a modali, that would tell me what's going on. So Hada Amar, then he said, well, Dilma Ika Inish David Beitivusa, Velo Parase. Well, maybe someone did like me in the past and did something similar, right, and told me about this plot to kill me, but now I never paid him back. And Meshum Hachi Mimni Imshi, Velo Megluli. And that's why people found out. And that guy talked and he said, watch, I saved the king's life. He didn't do anything for me. So then maybe someone, they either heard about this and no one else is stepping forward. So that's what caused him, Miyad Vayomar Lavia Sefer Zechunos Tiberi Yamim. That's why Achashverosh asked to read the record books to see if something had happened like that and he had not repaid them. Okay, and just I guess the last drasha over here, Vayunukurim. We could do that tomorrow because it's also going to talk about how the book itself was read to him. They read on their own. Right, okay, we can just read it. Vayunukurim. The words in that book were read. Malamisha nikurim elehem. Right, they were read on their own. Right, what's it called? There's a medrash. A medrash. Is it Marsham? She's trying to see in. It doesn't say over here in Rashi over here. I forget where it is exactly. Maybe it's a Marsha that the words were read on their own. That the guy who was supposed to read the book to Achashverosh was not so didn't want to. I mean, he didn't like Achashverosh. He was a bit of an anti-Semite as well. But the words had to be read on their own. He wouldn't read them to Achashverosh. Okay, that's just because it's by Unikraim, and the words were read. Right now, it could mean that the guy read it, but the Gemara darshan is that that they really want. Okay. Shkoyach Rabosa, we'll go fight there in the Agarta of the Megillah tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.